Hollywood. The word game of the stars. Password. This week starring the odd couple, Jack Klugman. And Mrs. Jack Klugman, Brett Summers. And here is your host, Alan Ludden.
Well, happy Tuesday to you.
It's more than Password, it's Password Plus. Our guest star from Real People, Sarah Purcell and Bill Anderson. And here's the star of Password Plus.
Sarah, you know, I've been here. This is my fourth day working with Whisper and Bill Anderson.
This is the beautiful actress and delightful television star, Polly Bergen.
Thank you. And this is my partner, Bob Clawson from New York City.
This is the charming and witty motion picture star, Tony Randall.
Hello, this is my partner, Ann Bonesteel from Columbus, Ohio. And we're all here to play Password.
Yes, it's Password. Here's your host on Password, Alan Ludden.
Well, good evening. Nice to have you with us.
The password is goulash. The password is Bush. The password is camp. The password is democracy. The password is pretzel. The password is lips. The password is dictionary. The password is coy.
Competing against these five dance instructors on The Riddlers with your host, David Letterman.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, the first item going up for bid is this wonderful automatic garage door opener.
Okay, this is, of course, our dance instructors. Is this correct?
Right.
Yes. Have you folks here. These people, believe it or not, have won over $4,000 so far.
That's true.
Oh, the crowd is thrilled with that. This motley assortment of celebrities over here, you folks so far have won zero. Nothing. Not even
a big zero, though.
Give us a break.
Oh, now they're excited.
But that's all right, because even if you did win that money, being celebrities, you don't need it, do you?
No.
So, of course, that money would have been given to me to help fight loneliness. No. That money would have been equally divided among five lucky people from our home audience whose postcards were selected at random. And, of course, random, a small town in Pennsylvania. Famous world selection. And I'll read that list of folks right now. Why, here's a lady from my hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana, Mrs. Mary Horn. I used to look in her windows. Now...
Don't you know the name of the places that you're working? You got three one-nighters in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but I don't know where they are. But I know they're going to be sold out.
Yeah.
Because when you come on here, everything gets sold out.
Well, that's great, but how can they be sold out if people don't know where you're going?
The people where they are know what's happening. They read the paper. That. Sure, what's the difference?
When your agent calls you and says, I got your book, do you care where you go? I mean, seriously, and they say,
he just says, do you want to go? Oh, yeah, they asked me if I want to go to Des Moines.
Yeah.
In January, I said, no, I don't want to go to Des Moines. I hate when my shorts ice up.
Yes, and they would in Des Moines, too.
Yes. Okay. But I'll go to Des Moines in May.
Yeah, Des Moines.
I'd love to go to Des Moines.
It's a nice
I know a girl there named Jane.
Jane?
Yeah. And her father's a doctor in North Carolina. And I know her since she's 7 or 8 years old.
I didn't know that.
Oh, she didn't know it either. Yes.
What do you want to start off with tonight?
I came out here tonight to tell you three stories.
All right.
And they're not... Well, there's one Shecky told me, which I had no intention of
telling. Tell me who you're talking about. Shecky Green.
Shecky.
Okay.
Well, Shecky told me a story, and he says, please don't tell it on a Tonight Show, and I give him my word of honor.
He said, please don't tell it?
Yeah.
And?
Here's the story. There was this degenerate horse player. He describes a degenerate horse player. I don't know what that means. A degenerate horse player must mean a guy who not only plays the horses, but sleeps with them. I don't know.
I don't know that.
So this guy has lost all his money, and he goes to his very rich friend, who Shecky called Harvey Silbert, which is some guy I know does all the Jewish philanthropies.
Yes, right.
You know, you get his name on everything.
Right.
If it ain't his name, it's Danny and Rosemary Thomas. They
right.
also raise. So anyway, he goes to this guy, says, You got to give me some money. My wife is sick. She needs an operation. The doctor don't trust me. The doctor won't take my check. The hospital won't let my wife in. She's going to die. You're my last resort. Please give me some money. And Harvey says, I am not giving you any money because you will spend that money betting the horses. He says, no, no, I won't. I've got money for the horses.
So, what's the other one about? There's no basketball we got from hockey games. What do I know about?
No, I don't know that. Tell
it. No, you go ahead.
But I don't know that one.
I'll tell you later. You're on a roll.
Well, what about them?
You want to do
that? Wait a minute, we got it. Am I not going to get to tell my other story?
Of course you're going to get to tell your other story. We just had to do a commercial.
God, I threw this in extra because the other stories, do we have to save them for another show?
No.
Then do this.
We're going to do this, then we're coming back.
All right,
then
we'll hurry up because I'm hot.
Okay, we'll be right back. Folks.
Yeah.
Or snooker or whatever.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you three animal stories.
Animal stories, all right.
Yeah, okay. The first one is a guy's driving a car, and he's going about 40 miles an hour, and he looks out, and there's a chicken running alongside the car. And he looks, he don't believe a chicken, and he goes a little fast, and he looks, the chicken got three legs. See, now he hits 55. He don't go more because they hadn't passed the law yet that certain places you can go 65. 55, the chicken shoots in front of him, cuts in front of the car, runs up an alley. This is also farmer stories.
Yeah.
He runs up the alley. Guy turns around, goes up the alley. Farmer standing with a bib overalls. Can I help you? He says, yeah. A chicken with three legs was going so fast that he passed my car and run up in your alley. He says, I know that. That's my chicken. I raise three-legged chickens. He says, why? He says, do you like a drumstick? I do. Does your wife like a drumstick? She does. Or perhaps you have a guest. Maybe Edge comes over and likes a drumstick. Gee, I never thought of that. How do they taste? He says, we don't know. We never caught one. Now,
we don't know.
A woman from the city goes to the country and she's at a farm. This is an animal story.
I understand that.
With a farmer thrown in.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And she says to the farmer, why doesn't that cow have any horns? He says, ma'am, there are many reasons why a cow don't have horns. Now, some are a hornless breed, like Angus, they're a hornless breed. Some, they get old, we've been milking them, and after a while, they get sensitive to the touch, and they don't like it. And their horns, they can be a little rambunctious. We cut the horns off, it's no pain to the animal. And some, when they're just calves, we don't want them to have horns, and we put a few drops of acid where the horns would form, and there are no horns. But the reason that that cow don't have any horns is because it's a horse. See, that had an animal and a farmer.
Very good, a calm combination joke there.
Okay, this guy is hunting for ducks. He's not the farmer,
right.
And he's not the duck is the animal.
All right.
Bing! Shoots a duck. The duck falls. A lot of you people want to conserve ducks, and you're worried it's only a joke. The duck didn't really die. And you conservationists, I'm sure you're all pure vegetarian and don't eat meat or anything like that. And you're so worried, I hope a butterfly flies up your nose and you choke to death. So now, just a passing thought. Oh, and I hope afterward the butterfly escapes. So, oh, laser cut comb right in your brain. And I can't think of anything but webbing. So, now, this guy shoots a duck, and it falls and hits a barn and goes into a guy's yard. So this guy gets, and he climbs over the fence, and he goes into the yard, and he's trying to get this duck. And this farmer come out, big guy, bigger than the guy with the chickens.
Big guy.
He says, what are you doing in my yard? He says, I come to get the duck. He says, that's my duck. He says, it's not your duck. He says, this is my yard. That duck fell, hit my barn. Laying there. He says, yes, but it's not your duck. I shot the duck. I've been out hunting for a couple of days. He says, give me a break. You know, I'm from the city. You're from the city. Well, you don't understand about property, do you? It's my property. It's my duck. However, I'll give you a chance at the duck. We can settle this country style. He says, country style? He says, yeah. Well, how do you settle a country style? He says, how? I kick you in the groin. The guy said, oh. And then you kick me in the groin. And we take turns kicking each other in the groin. Who's ever left keeps the duck. The guy said, well, if that's what I gotta do. The farmer says, I go first. And he hauls off. Wah! And the guy goes, ha ha. About half hour has passed, and he says to the farmer, well, I guess it's my turn. And the farmer says, you could have the duck.
God, that's a funny story. You can have it.
John, look at this.
Oh, yeah, all over.
It's so nice. But I went out and got a new suit.
Wasn't it worth it? Wasn't it worth it for that laugh?
No,
oh,
John,
come on
it's
now.
Not worth it. You know, if they charge to clean a suit now, a lot more than you pay for this show.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do a commercial. We'll
look
be right back.
They give me
that's
it.
Right.
Look at
hey, where you
the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and all over the internet. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just heard The Contours, Gordy Records, Motown, recording artists The Contours. Just a Little Misunderstanding, the name of that Gordy Records single. Before that, we heard Buddy Hackett appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in the early 1990s. Before that, we heard a song called Oil Burner by The Blasters off a low-budget surf music drag race record, Sounds of the Drags, The Blasters, on the extremely lo-fi Crown Records label. Before that, we heard the theme song to a game show pilot called The Riddlers from 1977 with host David Letterman before he went on to better things. Before that, we heard I Want My Baby Back, another fine Motown single from Edwin Starr. And at the start of this episode today, we heard various openings from the game show Password with the original deep voice that exclaimed,
"The password is goulash."
We also heard the theme songs to Password Plus from the late 1970s with the voice of Don Pardo, and also the early 1970s edition of Password. All three were hosted by Alan Ludden, the husband of Betty White for almost 20 years until he passed away in the early 1980s.
Weil Grußbrecher Fuß gestoppte Hals, am Eichel im Beichel und ein Gerl in Schmaus. Yesterday I went to the butcher shop to buy a chicken and a couple of chops. The butcher said that we got Katschke today. The Katschke heute meine Geber geschrei. I wanna go where the wild goose goes, cause I know more than a wild goose knows. Mein Kopf, sie quetscht und mein Pipik zerdrückt. It won't be long, I'll be abgeflickt. Butcher said that it weighs 10 pounds. Oh, it's a beautiful Katschke, lady, a magnificent gun. $6, it's a material, lady, you'll buy it. Die Katschke cried, ach, Mones, I don't wanna live, I am. Ich muss gehen, wo der Wildgoose muss, bevor der Scheuche tragt, er rupt mein Nuss. Wildgoose, Bruder, Goose, Rappa, Cholatschke, bald are gonna lay wie a tete Katschke. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly a dick. Oh, you see, verfallen, it ain't no use. Der Butcher, ich verkauf mir, I'm a cook too. I got to be brave. For real balabatish, with my little chickens, don't forget to say Kaddish. I can go where the wild goose goes, cause I must go where the shechet goes. I'll be up gizalts, I'll be in a top. I'm a cavern butcher, all I'm stinking from cob.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night that you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Whereabouts did you come from?
Pardon?
Whereabouts did you come from?
What?
Where did you come from when your mummy got you?
From a shop.
And how much did she pay for you?
1 shilling.
You were a bargain, weren't you?
Yeah.
One idea from North Wales on how life begins. And most of the boys and girls in Children Talking are between the ages of 5 and 11. But for theories on where babies come from, we went to the very youngest pupils in an infant school. Well, where do babies come from? A 4-year-old in Llandudno had this idea.
Chester.
From Chester?
My mother paid for it.
Your mummy paid for it?
Yes.
Do you know how much?
6 shillings.
6 shillings for a baby?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Where you get the cows from.
Where you get the cows from? What, a farm?
Yes.
And you just went into the farm and...
Then there's babies there.
And the baby's there. Can anybody get a baby there?
Yes.
Well, how many babies were there?
7.
And were they all 6 shillings each?
Yes.
Do you know where babies come from?
Oh, well, you have to sit in the bed until the doctors phone up for the babies to be brought in. They've got a stretcher and they put them on that and they bring them in the ambulance.
They put the baby on the stretcher?
Yes.
Mm.
I think they come from heaven.
Do you?
Yes.
Why do you think they come from heaven?
Because God makes them.
Well, how does God get the babies down into the hospital?
Well, he gets an aeroplane. He puts the babies in the aeroplane, takes them down, and the ambulance is waiting by a corner, and then they put the baby and then they get to hospital.
And there's boys and there's girl babies in the hospital?
Yes.
Well, sometimes babies are different colours, aren't they?
Yes. There are some of them black.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, could you have a black one if you wanted?
Yes.
You can have a boy or a girl?
Yes.
And any colour?
Yes.
What colour would you like if you had another one?
Black.
Would you?
Yes.
Do you think your mummy would like?
Yes.
A black one?
She wanted a black one and we didn't have none in just yet.
Well, she asked for a black one, did she?
Yes, and she had to have a white one.
And what about your daddy? What colour did he want?
He wanted white.
Did he?
Yes.
I think it's by the food.
You think it's?
By the food.
By the food you eat?
Yes.
What kind of food do you have to eat to have a baby?
It's just any kind, really. Carrots, any vegetables, and then mix it with gravy and then eat it. And then you can have bread and something. But you've got to have bread every day if you want to get a baby.
But
that's what my mum said.
But haven't you eaten all these things yourself?
Yes.
But you didn't get a baby.
No, because I'm not a woman. And you see, only women can get it.
Would you like to have a baby in your house?
Yes.
Have you asked your mummy about getting a baby?
Yes, she said no. Let me have one.
Did she say why she didn't want one?
Because she hadn't got enough money.
Well, does it take a lot of money to get a baby?
Yes, 100 pounds.
Well, have you any brothers or sisters?
No.
You're the only one?
Yes.
And what's that like? Do you think it's best to be the only one, or is it best to have lots of brothers and sisters?
I like having brothers and sisters.
Do you?
Yeah.
Will you ask your mummy again to have a baby?
Yes, I ask her every year, and sometimes every day, and sometimes every week, sometimes months.
And what does she say always?
No. So I think I'm wasting my time.
Well, you can't blame Mummy if it costs £100 for a baby. But when we're there, how much do we appreciate our mums? In Manchester, I asked one girl whether she liked the clothes her mummy wore.
Well, I don't really, because they're too plain and they haven't got any patterns on. When I grow up, I want to wear more colourful things, because my mother just wears horrible plain things and I don't really like them.
My father, I can't tell whether he's got a navy blue or suit on or a black suit, because I don't pay the slightest attention to what he's wearing, and I can't even tell if my sister or my mother or my father has been to the hairdresser.
You're not interested?
No, not the slightest bit.
What about grown-ups' hairstyles?
Well, I think my mother spends too much on the hairstyle. She's got her hair dyed blue, and she just goes near every week to get it done more bluer. And she just won't stop. I keep telling her that her hair's blue enough, but she just won't stop.
Some are very nice, the flat ones, but some are ridiculous. They've got them about 5 feet high on the top of the head. It looks absolutely ridiculous. Some of them are very nice, but some, they dye them pink and grey. And I think it's silly. You've got hair of your own colour and you should keep it that way.
Women's hairstyles, they're flat, tall, wide. There are lots of people, they spend too much. 21 and 6 for just a perm. And all they can do, come home, green hair. Ooh.
It's at weddings that grown-ups go the whole hog at dressing up, and it's a great get-together for them. But to this Nottingham boy, the prospect wasn't very exciting. So why did he go?
Because my mummy wanted to go, my daddy wanted to go, but I didn't. So I had to go.
You had to go?
Yes.
Why did you not want to go?
Well, I don't like weddings because they're sissies.
Are they?
Yes.
How do you mean sissies?
Well, I just don't like them. And there's too many ladies there.
Well, what happened when you got to this wedding? What did you feel like?
I like the food best.
How do you mean that there were too many women?
I don't know how to explain it. Well, there was too many ladies, and there was only about 10 men, and there was about 30 women. There was always chattering, and they never stopped chattering. And there was too much noise with them.
All the time?
Yes, they never stopped.
Well, what were they chattering about, do you think?
Chatting about weddings, babies and all that.
Well, what about yourself? Will you get married one day?
No.
You won't?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Well, if you don't get married, what will you be called then? What will you be?
Millionaire. Might be.
You might be a millionaire?
Might be.
Why might you be a millionaire?
I'm going to get a good job, that's why.
The first testing time in a marriage comes at the honeymoon stage, but there's some confusion over what a honeymoon is for.
You need to get used to each other.
What does that mean?
So they can get used to each other, to know each other a lot before they get married. Because when they get married, they might fall out or anything, and then the man might get engaged and the lady might get engaged.
But the honeymoon comes first, before they get married.
Yes, I think so. Or it can come after.
Well, who decides whether it's before or after?
Well, they could have a row over that, couldn't they?
I shake him up, boy.
When he bumps his line,
I shove him.
Christopher Reeve, Mr. Hot Rod.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, I'm a hot rod. I wear black leather trousers, no cuffs, man, no cuffs. I wear motorcycle boots, but I have shoelaces. I can juice any jug, jam any can, bore any floor, jump any lump, pop any pot, rack any tack, kill any mill. Something for one thing. I ain't got a driver's license. Like it was till the buzz does. Never shut down, cause I never shut off. I'm a hero with a hole in Henry. A good scene with the cherry machine. Number one in the group with a little new scoop. I'm a sizzler with a chiseler. Okay with a stingray, a bench with a Corvette. One thing, I ain't got a car. The wheels, man.
They call me Mr. Hot Rod.
Out of the gate, full of gas, ready to pass. I pull more with four to the floor. I never run behind, cause when I make out my wide boy, when I make one thing, I ain't got a mind. Yeah, I'm a hot rod boy, a 100% genuine.
Man, I want to do some impression.
What kind of impressions do you do?
Oh, I do the wolf man, Zaccole, Vincent Price, Liberace.
Vincent Price, Liberace, that's the same impression. Why don't you sing like the Beatles?
This is our theme song. It's a beautiful song. Today it's a Beatles world, but if you smile, it's everybody's world. What philosophy? Smile even though your heart is breaking. So we're going to suggest that tomorrow morning when you get up, the very first thing we want you to do is to smile. And then you continue to smile all day long, regardless of who you meet and greet. And do you know something? You're going to be amazed at the amount of people that's going to walk up to you and say,
what are you, some kind of nut?
It's curled, my baby,
my baby.
gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Contains more gold than any bank in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby,
baby,
my baby,
baby,
pretty baby. Enough gold in her personality to set Fort Knox to shame. This golden girl belongs to me. Let no guy try to stake his claim on my baby. All round in a day, my baby.
The most popular beverage in America, milk. Refreshing and delicious. The perfect pickup and energizer. Get yours now.
Pizza!
Pizza!
Pizza, pizza, pizza! Everybody loves pizza, and we're now featuring the famous original Tolona pizza. Only the finest and purest ingredients go into the original Tolona pizza, made fresh to your order.
This is a dill pickle, a mighty pretty pickle, especially when he joins you at the show. We have lots of pretty pickles waiting for you at the refreshment center. They're plump, tender, mouth-watering.
When you're on a picnic, hot dogs are mighty good this way. But when you're here at the theater, hot dogs are at their best. We start with the choicest franks, cook them until they're just right, make available your favorite seasoning, and leave the rest to you. Everyone likes our hot dogs.
Diamond Jim's fabulous foods are as close as your phone. Call 653-6532 for your order of fine food. Diamond Jim supervises the preparation of the famous pizza with the 14-carat taste. A delicious treat for the whole family. Real homemade Italian spaghetti, another specialty prepared for take-home service. Roasted chicken, never frozen, always fresh, seasoned and prepared from Diamond Jim's unique recipe. Truly chicken at its finest. That's Diamond Jim's take-home restaurant, 1570 East Main Street. Phone 653-6532. Come out or call tonight.
What's to eat? What's to drink?
Good food galore.
Quick as a wink.
Ice cream bars. It's the handy way to enjoy smooth, rich, creamy ice cream. Get some.
It's 3 minutes till showtime.
Deeds Brothers Dairy, the home of the finest in dairy products. Milk is health. Deeds Dairy name on a bottle or carton is your guarantee of taste satisfaction and quality. Every day, more housewives choose Deeds Fine Dairy Products, truly the brand in demand. For a complete line of the finest dairy products, call Deeds Brothers Dairy, featuring worry-free home service. Delivered to your door. That's Deeds Brothers Dairy.
It's 2 minutes till showtime. Yes?
an air about hot coffee that's hard to resist. Full-bodied, refreshing hot coffee makes any time a pleasant interlude. Won't you have some now?
Dick Holzer Ford Sale, serving Lancaster for 47 years, building the Holzer reputation for the finest car values. Visit our showrooms and see the complete line of the fabulous Fords. A Holzer deal always, the lowest possible price and the highest possible trade-in. Each sale is backed by Holzer's service department, experienced factory-trained experts. Guarantee your complete satisfaction. Dick Holzer Ford Sales.
Hot dog.
Hot dog? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The hot dogs at our concession stand do rate an appreciative whistle.
It's 1 minute till showtime. Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
I'd like to thank you people of Earth for the way you have accepted me. It's a wondrously warm feeling for a man like myself to be accepted. As many of you don't know this, but I am not of this planet. You've suspected it. I am from the planet Tokar. I am a Tokos. My dad was a chief scientist and pharmacist on that planet. He foresaw the impending doom of the planet due to too much removing of the oil from beneath the crust of the surface of Tokar by the Tokar Standard Oil Company. This shrunk and shriveled the planet to such a degree that it had an internal collapse and it shrunk to the size of a walnut. 4 million people were standing on the size of a walnut. Luckily, they shrunk with the planet. My dad built a little spaceship and placed me in it. I was a 5-week-old baby, 39 pounds. Put me in this rocket and fired me to this planet, Earth. A certain gas, I think it was ethyl, kept me in a state of suspended animation, which preserved my little life until I landed here on this planet Earth, where I was not discovered, ladies and gentlemen, by humans, but by bears. Fortunately for me, they did not destroy me. They nurtured me. They raised me as one of their own. Ah, the long winter nights together. 6 months of hibernation. But what did I do? I was stuck with bears, and I had to do it. My bear mother would say, which naturally you don't speak bear, any of you, sometimes. And this meant, what are you walking around all winter? Why are you so restless? And I would answer, which is in Tokos for I'm restless. And she knew that I wanted to break out and go forth to find humans. And she let me go. And many nights, I miss my bear mother. Shaggy fur. The nuzzling of her nose, which is made out of different material. I long to feel her claw marks on my back, protecting me. Yes, I miss her, but I'm very glad to be amongst humanity. Your customs, your complete meals, from soup to nuts. However, at the end of a meal, whenever I see someone crack a walnut, I somehow think, there goes Toka.
That's Buddy Hackett, who we heard earlier on this episode, earlier appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Here, Not So Funny, a track off his mostly racist LP titled The Original Chinese Waiter Comedy Album on the Budget Pickwick label. This track we listened to completely unfunny, although on The Tonight Show I thought he was pretty amusing. Crude, canned laughter doesn't help matters on this record. Before we listened to Buddy Hackett, we heard the trailer for Rudy Ray Moore's The Human Tornado, fine and legendary blaxploitation film, and we also listened to several drive-in intermission commercials. We also heard My Baby by The Temptations, fine Motown single, and a couple weird tracks off a comedy record, courtesy an obscure comedy team named Fisher and Marks out of Philadelphia, doing impressions of Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff and making jokes about the Beatles from their 1964 comedy record It's a Cuckoo Beetle World on Swan Records. Before that, we heard Mr. Hot Rod by an assemblage of studio musicians calling themselves the Scramblers off a surfy drag race record released on the budget Wincoat label, the album titled Little Honda GTO by the Scramblers. Before that, we heard selections from a British LP titled Children Talking, released on EMI and based on a popular BBC television show. This LP released in 1968, and the adult interviewer talking to the children was Harold Williamson. Before that, we heard Laura by Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, certainly one of the most famous tracks that they recorded. And before that, we heard Mickey Katz, a former member of Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, who went solo and became quite successful, also recording novelty music, except with a Jewish theme. Mickey Katz, Cry of the Wild Goose was the name of the song we heard, full of novel Yiddishisms off his first Capitol Records LP, Mickey Katz and His Orchestra. That ends it for this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Don't forget to check out the websites classicshowbiz.blogspot.com, where you can watch things like Buddy Hackett's appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and several other things that relate to classic comedy and old show business. Also, check out saturdaymorn.blogspot.com, a website devoted to old Saturday morning cartoons of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real smile. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you left the future behind.
It gets so hard.